the Loch of Tzedah. So the fundamental question that Avram, that we need to raise, is how trapped does an animal have to be considered nitzon? Say, for example, an animal would come into this room, and I shut this door. Is that Seda? So he's confined to this room. But this room is not the biggest room in the world, but it's not the smallest room in the world either. So what's the shear that you need to say that if you're confined to such a limited area, it's limited if he's just in this room. But if this room would be even smaller, you know, it would be even more limited. What is the shear of being confined? That basically is the question. So the Mishnah says, "Have you the Omer Hatzad Sipor Lemigdol?" You have a like a tower of sorts, and the bird goes into it. Utzvi Labais Chayev. So if you have a tzvi that's in the house, you're chayev. So being in a house, that's pretty that's not so limiting. It's limiting because it's the house, but it's not.
The windows are open. The mikvah is closed. It doesn't have windows.
Yeah.
Closed.
The question is, how confined does an animal have to be in order to consider nitzon? Say an animal comes in this room here. Say an animal comes into this room, and say an animal comes in the room, and you shut the door of the room. Say an animal comes into this room, and I shut the door. Is that Seder? So the first opinion in the Mishnah says, Tzvi Labayis is Chayiv. The Chachomim Omim Tzipor L'Migdal U'Tzvi L'Gin L'Chot L'Berm Chayiv. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Lo Kol HaBiborim Shovin, Zeh HaKlal, Mechusat Seder Potter, She'enu Mechusat Seder Chayiv. So Rashi says Utsvi on the top Nitzod Mishech Nichnisu Lebeiso Menol Befanov Yischayv Al Nichnisu Legino O Lechotze Ein Zod Tzeda. So if it's in the house, Yischayv. If it's in the Gino Lechotze, not Rashi Amchus Tzeda Shekoshal Tovso Shom. So he says it depends. Is it easily grabbed or not? Is it easily grabbed or not? Whereas if it's easily grabbed, so that means that that's nitzot. If it's not easily grabbed, say if you have a bird that comes into this room, so I'm not going to be able to grab it. I'll go here, go there, you know, it's not easily grabbed. So the Gemara gives a definition on the bottom here, on the middle. Hashdos is l'hochi. Chaya chaya nam l'kasha ha b'biber godo ha b'biber koten. Hechi dam b'biber koten. Amar vashi. Kol hecha deroid basrei matni le'bechad shichya. In other words, if you can get it with one jump. Like one, I can, you know, jump and... Because if it's a very confined area, I give one jump and I got him. So that's a biber katan. So a biber katan, if you get the animal into a biber katan, then you got him trapped. But if you can't get it in one jump, then that's a Bima Gadol, and then you potter. And then you potter.
Hatter Rav Elazar?
Oh, excellent question. We'll see in a second. And this idea is repeated in the Gemara in Beitza on page 4. The Gemara that says Hashta in the middle of the page. Hashta Dosis Lahachi Chai Chai Naim Kosha Habe Biber Kotten Habe Biber Gadol Hechi Domi Biber Kotten Hechi Domi Biber Gadol Amar Vashi Kol Hecha Deroit Abasra Matal Abachad Shichya The Biber Kotten and then Yichayev Hidach Biber Gadol Inami Kol Hecha Deika Uktsi Uktsi. Why is there no minion?
Yeah, there's a minion over there.
Yeah, we have a minion later.
We have a minion here.
Yeah. Inami kol hecha deika uktsi uktsi biber gadol v'idach biber katan. Rashi says uktsi uktsi zavios. If it has different corners, it can go into the, it can escape. That's the biber gadol. V'idach biber katan inami kol hecha de nafli tula de kosli hadodi. Is it working? I don't know. Is it working?
It's working, yeah.
Big secret.
Let me tilt it down. I don't make trouble.
So he says, kol hecha de nafli tula de kosli hadodi. In other words, if the shade of the wall hits the other wall, so it means it's cramped, because if it's a big area, then the shade is not going to hit the next wall.
That's where the sun is.
But the general mahalach is that if it's a confined area, that either you could get it in one jump, or the shade of one wall hits the other wall, then that's small enough, and then you'll be chayev. If it's bigger than that, so not. But that's what the Rambam writes in page 5. Kol makom shim yoretz bo yagia l'chayev b'shchia achas, o shehayu aksolim krovim zel zeh ad sheyipol tzel shneim le'emtzo k'echad harei zeh makom katan. In other words, if you got the tzvi into such an area, then you chayev, because it's a confined area that you can chap the tzvi in one jump. So Dr. Einstein asks, but is it also midrabanan? In other words, So the Shulchan Aruch on page 6.
I'm going to be telling you why you're doing it, no? Since you can't, say it's not Seder, but it's Hachanah. It's not Seder, it's Hachanah for Shabbos Kol.
Hachanah for what?
To catch the animal.
You mean if you want to eat it?
Well, why else are you catching an animal? Or pet it, or whatever it is you got to do with it. Because you can't catch it, right? You said it's a big place. You can't catch it immediately, but you're locking it into the room. So why are you locking into the room? What's your kavanah locking?
But it doesn't help.
But that's the question. So why are you doing it? So you're doing it because after Shabbos you'll come in with a rope, or you shaft it, or to pet it, or to sell it, or whatever.
What do you think of
room?
The Russian kavanah mavriya sounds like that kavanah, but if you just happen to be in the house and shut the door, it's different from you're chasing it into the kavanah.
You're having kavanah to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a gift. You close the door of your house and there's a fly in there. So
we're going to talk here. So no, but That's a question. Let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. On page 6. Hatzad tzipor dror lemigdol shu nitzobo ushar tziporim utzvi lebayis olabibar shem yitzodim bo chayiv nimeinu nitzobo potter avalosser. So here Dr. Einstein, Shulchan Aruch says potter avalosser. In other words, if it's a big enough room that you can't get it in one jump, so then it's going to be still also midrabban. Still also midrabban. Yeah. So you're saying right, but it'll be also I'll say the midrabban. Not me din.
I'm saying, but it's the same. Again, the same issues, the same. Can't be tzeda and chachana.
Tell me if there's a.
It could be both. I mean, you can violate two yisurim.
The same thing.
I mean,
two drabbanas at the same time.
Yeah, in other words, if you're saying if you're doing it because you wanna shecht it after Shabbos, so you, I don't know. There's a famous shuvah of the Marshag. The Marshag was a Talmud of the Maram Shik, who was a Talmud of the Chasim Sofer. So he has a yisod about hachana. He says hachana means whenever you do something on Shabbos to save time on Motzai Shabbos. Say, for example, now, you have long Shabbos afternoons, and you have all these dirty dishes. So, wouldn't it be a great idea spend the 2 hours washing the dishes Shabbos afternoon? This way, when Shabbos ends, 10 o'clock at night, you don't have to first. So that's awesome. You're doing it to save time. But if you're doing it, he says, because on Motzai Shabbos, there's no opportunity. There's no opportunity. So then that's not hachana. Because you're not doing it to save time. You're doing it because it's not like you have a chance to do it on Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, or you choose it to do on Shabbos to save time. You're doing it because if I wait till Motzei Shabbos, the opportunity will not be there. So he says, therefore that's not called hachana. The case he gave was the following. People would watch the milking of cows for Chol of Yisrael, right? Mm-hmm. There's a din of Chol of Yisrael that you have to watch the cows being milked in order to. There are Moshe has the kula in America that we have government laws, so that's tantamount to. But without that in the, when there's no laws and things like that, it's an issur d'rabbanan to consume milk that was not watched for the milking process. So say the guy goes on Shabbos to watch the milking, the Jew, but not because he wants to save time, because they're not milking on Motzai Shabbos. He has to go now, not because he wants to save. He would gladly go on Motzai Shabbos, but that's, there's no opportunity on Motzai Shabbos, so that's not called Achana. That's the big yesod of the Marshag. Shimon Greenfield is the Talmud of the Maram Shik about Achana. So over there it might not be Achana in the case of the because if you don't get it now, if you don't get it now, he'll run away. So it's not pshat you want to save time. It's pshat that there might not be an opportunity to get it on if you wait till Motzei Shabbos.
Is that what they do? Do they operate on Shabbos? Yeah. Dairies operate on Shabbos?
Yes.
I'm saying that was the case he was talking about.
They still do.
They have to.
Why do they have to? They could just make
paper. They go there, they stay there,
they don't have Shabbos, they stay in the
trailer. Well, why do they have to do that? They
the cows need to be milked.
They could package it as non-COVID.
I got it.
The company is not interested in
that. The cows need to be milked, though, no?
Right. So the cows are allowed to be milked, that's not a good thing.
No, they need to be, they have to be milked.
But it's because of the packaging, because of the way the factories work today. The Mashiach needs to be there in order for it to be full of Israel.
Right.
So they have a guy who sits there.
Right, he can't take a break. He can't say the Saturday milk is not full of Israel.
The packages are the same. Who's going to control all of this?
Right.
Right, but so it might not be Hachana, but if you, so what he's saying is, if you trap something into a big room, which you won't be able to get in one swoop. So midaraisa, it's not considered trapped, but midrabanan, there's an issur derabanan.
If I see a guy that's that I know is a good customer of mine, or you know, I could sell him something, but it's Shabbos. I gotta run after him. Yeah, come into the house, have a drink, and waste his time until after Shabbos when I can do business with him. I mean, that's clearly not hachana. That's clearly not. I mean, according to this, maybe not.
Well, you have an opportunity that arose.
You're saying there's no time. The opportunity won't be there after Shabbos. Here's another opportunity.
No, because over there, what do you want to do? You want to stall him? But you're stalling him into. What are you doing?
On Shabbos, I'm.
What are you doing?
I'm trapping him on Shabbos so I can sell him something after Shabbos.
Yeah, in other words, you're saying he's going to go away, so I'm engaging him in conversation for 5 hours at my Shabbos table. So maybe
I'm
not going to have me.
Sounds to me like a very big finish.
Okay.
That's not a fun.
One step is the shear for Tzad, basically, we've established.
So one step is the shear for Tzad. And if it's bigger than that, it's still also midrabanan.
So, like, if you have a mouse in your house, you're not going to be able to catch it with one step. So you can't close the door because there's a mouse in the house.
Because midrabanan.
Deraisa even.
Why? Has to be deraisa.
That's not deraisa.
It's not deraisa. You can't catch them.
If you can catch it in one step, then it's only derabanan.
Right. Because if you catch it in one step, it means it's trapped. Mm-hmm. You can get it in one step. Mm-hmm. But if it's bigger. Right, so say a mouse came in the room. So you shut the door. So the simple shot of what we're reading now is that it's a drabanan to do that. If you are intending, because you want to isolate him, at least you know he's in this room. He's not in the whole house. And then after Shabbos, so we'll see. Maybe there's a cooler. But at first glance, it seems that it's an issur derabanan.
What about opening the door to the house? Is there any... by accident. You
open the door to the house.
The thing's trapped in the house.
So what happened? Give me an example.
So the deer runs into a room like this, right?
Right.
So you don't see the deer. You close the door. You see that there's a deer there. You don't want to be stuck in the room with the deer. So you open the door. There's no problem with just opening the door. The
opening is fine.
Once you've already done it, whatever, you can just open it and you can rectify the situation.
Oh, you mean, in other words, you're already trapped. No, you violated the Aveira then.
Right, but once, okay, fine. But next, you can open the door to let it out, or you have to, you can open the door.
You can do whatever you want.
Okay, fine.
Say you open the door to let it out and it doesn't leave. Can you close the door again, or do you get sad twice for the same thing? Or once the Tzad is called,
that's a good question of whether, just like the question of...
Tzad Achar Tzad.
Exactly. That's going to be a packet. We're going to have a packet about that, about Tzad. Just like Bishol Achar Bishol, is it Tzad Achar Tzad.
And we made a distinction between wanting to trap something and wanting to isolate it from something else, right? Like the mouse, we don't want to trap, we don't want it in a nitzur. But
that's the question of Malach Hashem and Tzrich HaLaguf. So let me show you now a Pri Megadim. Now before I'll show you the Pri Megadim, I'll show you a Mechaber on page 7. Sif Gimel. So last week we discussed the concept of mino nitzot, which means that the din of tzeda deraisa is only on creatures that are normally hunted down. But something that's normally not hunted down, say like bugs, right? So who's tzad bugs?
Depend on the place and the time.
Right.
What do you got? Now with Zika now.
Right. So Right. So, but we discussed that last week also. We discussed about chemists who want to trap mice to do experiments. Right? So maybe that's called minonitzot for them. But that was last week's year. Then we had a machlokes, the Beis Yosef and the Bach, where the bees are considered minonitzot because they have honey, so maybe that's called minonitzot. But say you have a regular flies. So usually flies are not something we're trying to trap. We're not interested in eating them. We're not interested in... So if you would trap a fly on Shabbos, it wouldn't be an Issur D'oraisa. Even L'man D'Omar, Malach HaShem Tzviku L'Gufa is Chayev, but that's only if it's Minonitzot. But this is not Minonitzot, so the whole Malach of Tzeda doesn't apply Nidaraisa to, say, a fly or something like that. That's not a normal species that people trap.
Can you combine that with the fact that it's also in a larger space?
Oh, excellent. That's what the Yom Chavit to the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is going to say that if you have a large space, so we said it's still also Drabbanon, but if the thing is Einu B'mino Nitzot, so it's two Drabbanons, and then therefore you don't have to be Machmir. That's Yom Chavit to the Prima Gadim. That's what I was about to lead up to.
So you large space, have we given the shir for that?
Yeah, we gave the shir.
That's the one step?
Yeah, one step.
The step is going on the chafza of the tzad. It's not going on the makam of the tzad.
No, but if it is in a small space, so it's considered trapped. Because any time that you want, you could just chop it. Mm-hmm. And see, but if it's something you can't just chop any time you want, if I'm going to try to get it, if there's a little bee flying around this thing,
there's two variables in this room. A giraffe is easy to catch.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Right, so therefore, if I can get a giraffe into this room, I'm chayv d'oraisa. If I get a bumblebee into this room, then it's only d'rabbanan. But what if I get something that's Einu B'mino Nitzot? But still, like you said, in the case of the bumblebee, Lechor, it's still a Nisa D'Rabbanan, because we said part of Avalasa, if it's a bigger room. But the Chiddush of the Prima Gadim, and that's Rav Avram Neumann was Mechaving, that if it's Einu B'mino Nitzot, which itself is only D'Rabbanan, and it's a big room, so we have the trade D'Rabbanans, and therefore we don't have to be Machmir on the trade D'Rabbanan. But well, let's see that inside. But a tzvi, if I get a tzvi into this room, so this room maybe I could chop the tzvis or whatever. But if it's a smaller, you know, a big room, a big corral, there's a fellow in Tani Prairie, you heard of him, in Chicago. Yeah. So. He runs wilderness camps. What he does is he takes certain type of bachrim who need a certain type of chinuch, and basically they spend the summer in the forest. They're not in regular bunks, and he does things to build their whatever self image. It's a whole chachma. So one summer he had a goat, and the question was, he got it trapped in the tennis court or something like that, you know. So that was like, you can't trap a goat in the tennis court. So that was
not trapped.
Right, it's not trapped, but it's still confined to the tennis. So it's according to being Nisa D'Rabbanan. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Kol shebemino nitzod. Chayvalov, ein b'mino nitzod part. That's Sif Gimel. Av potol av osur. Hilchach zvuvim afalpi she ein b'mino nitzod osur l'sugim. But zvuvim, these flies, it's ein b'mino tzivim, but it's in the Nisa D'Rabbanan. Next page, page 8. Shalol lizgor teva ketana. So you shouldn't take a little box that has flies in them. Listom kalim shesvum bo b'shabes tavi psikreisher siyutsu drushom. Whereas if you have a box, and you cover it up, so now it's a psikreisher that they're going to get trapped. So it's us. Because there are more paskins that there's a dim psikreisher even on the Nisad Rabban. We discussed last week that the Trumas Hadesh is Makel on psikreishers by the Rabban. And we saw the Magen Avraham was Machmir. Okay. So that's this. So take a look in the Prima Gadim. So he says, on the first one, Zion. I am a Gnarem Tour. A Bagad Nisham. You see, in the Shulchan Aruch it talks about Teva Ketana, right? The trapping of Teva Ketana. What about a Teva Gedola? There's still a Nisad Rabbanan, right? Why only a Teva Ketana? He says, Mashm Dal Chum Moda B'Teva Gedola, Lomata B'Chad Shechia, because a Teva Gedola you can't, but it's still a Nisad Rabbanan. He says, "Nuzvuvim ein b'mina nitzad havi trade drabbanon shari lechatchila." So that's the word of the Prima Gadol. That if it's trade drabbanon, then it's mutul lechatchila. So that's what he writes. Here, so take a look at Gutman here on page 12. He says, "Luskor delz lachadu sheisham tzira of." Vize nimtza davi michavin lotza dover sheim b'mino nitzo l'mokam rochav b'nemchus et seida gam kei mutter. In bungalows, he goes, I go visit him usually in the summer in Woodridge, Paul Fager, the bungalow. So Sogrim is Hadelis, Shalcheder, Shalfneha Beis Deir, Anikra Porch. They shut the door of the porch, even though there are a lot of flies go in the porch. So what's the heter? So what's the heaven? Came to have a davar she'eino b'mino nitzad v'mokam rochav shemechuset seida. So that's the heter. That it's the porch is wide enough that you're not going to be able to get a chop a bug in one swoop. And it's eino b'mino nitzad. Chaim ba'ofen derotzel lizgor oso cheder oluzgor chalot shekavuch.
Does Inetzricha Lagufa work here, you know, towards your Shear of Two?
You don't even...
In general, here you don't need it. Cause
you don't need it.
You have your two already.
No, it's not. That's the point I want to point out, that the kula of Einu B'minu Nitzo is even if you hold that Malacha Sheinu Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayim, like the Rambam. So that means that even if I don't need it, I just want to trap it so it shouldn't bother me, and I'm still Chayim, but at least it has to be a species that is normally trapped, that I normally are Tzad. So therefore, in other words, even the Rambam also subscribes to the kula of Eimer Mino Nitzot, even though he holds Moch Hashem Tzrich L'Guf as Chayiv. So those are two separate. So therefore the Rishonim who pass in Moch Hashem Tzrich L'Guf as Potter. So they have two kulas. And Rambam has one clue, but those are two separate,
Normally it's all.
He says Shrichel Guf is telling him what is my intent now. Minu Nitzot is what's the general mahalach is the, with these particular species. Is it something people will trap or not trap? Regardless of what my intent is now.
Normally it's no nikole.
Yeah.
So you
normally what?
You don't want to have these bees in your house. Rather they stay outside. Your intent is not to.
So your intent is to trap them.
Not to trap them. You don't want them to be trapped.
You don't want them to be trapped. You leave the door open.
You don't want them coming in your house.
Yeah. Now there is a Mishnah Brewer here on page 10. And the Shart Siyam on page 10 on the bottom. It's in Yuchas Solom Omer Mishnah David Trade Rabbanon. He quotes that Prima Godim of the Trade Rabbanon. But he says that Chiddush Mishnah Hachim Mutu Be'enu Mechavim. Have people having secretion. So Rav Goodman discusses is why is he only mate beinu mechavin? Lachora even mechavin should be mutter if it's trade rabbanim. That's his ha'ara on the Mishnah Brura. Take a look on page 12 of our Mishnah Brura. It says a Mishnah Berurah on the right side. Mishnah Berurah hetig b'shem pri megadim and al dekei medavi trade rabban mishvachim mutar beinu mechavin. Posi Mishnah Berurah is that davka beinu mechavin mutar. Mizet sarach beer. Ofi shitas mogen Avram. Davka trade rabban also v'dov b'shem mechavin segregation. V'dav gov v'davi kolach ayad mekalkel. Hita shom mogen Avram. Hachal lo dolo havi tzei the gemur beinu mekalkel. Korcha nirad kiv the reino anal devikar lo gozul otzon. Mimimimokum shem chus tzei the. So he thinks that even if it's mechavim. Okay, so that's Sarachian on the Mishnah Berurah. And then he says on page 12 here on the left side, Aval in parach of. But say a bird comes in, v'yesh b'mino nitzot. So an of is something people, is a species that is nitzot. V'yesh b'mino nitzot l'toch hacheder. V'zeh kosev hachay. Say a bird comes into your room. V'zeh kosev chayodim le'etzol l'skur delas. That it's also to close the door.
Well, what is the definition of b'mino nitzot? If a bird comes into your room, it's not a kosher, not a chicken, a regular wild bird. It's not a kosher bird.
Right, but it could be. It might be. Is it totally on the goyish veld?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
What if it's a bat? Is it totally? You know. What is it totally on?
Is it totally on the Jewish population, or is it totally on the? Usually both things are totally
Jewish, no?
I don't know.
It's kind of vague.
The bird is a species that is nitzot. So this particular bird is not. So I think the min. The min is nitzot.
So since min some birds are kosher, any bird would be awesome.
Right. That's what I think. I didn't see this anyone talk about this before. That's my natia. Of in parach of yesh b'mino nitzot l'toch hacheder v'zeh kosev chayodim lesol l'skordelos v'af b'chorof d'ikakor even in winter that's cold v'kavonosu l'kiris ha'delos l'hatzel ha'atzmo min hakor right? He just wants to shut the window, shut the door because of the cold. Also, Luska Delta Day Israel. Have you have a secretion dose of Maisa Tzeda? So you're doing Maisa Tzeda. Luktsos HaShulchan, who's the Luktsos HaShulchan? Luktsos HaShulchan is Rav Chaim Noah. He wrote the Sefer Luktsos HaShulchan. Luktsos HaShulchan Hosev Levar Da'af Mabayis Rochav Nemchus HaTzeda Osu Luskar Adelis. He says, even a Bayis Rochav, because it's still an Issa Drabona. And you don't have the trade Drabona here, because it's Mino Nitzo. So, if... every once in a while this happens, right? You know, most people, a pigeon can fly in or something like that. You know, depends where you live. You know, pigeons, a pigeon flies in. So he says you can't shut the door. Because it's Seda.
It's Enonito, no?
What?
A pigeon is Enonito, right?
Pigeon's an oaf.
It's an oaf. Oaf is...
Usher,
chicken. You had chicken for Shabbos?
Arabs
yeah.
What if you have like an infant in the house? And leaving the door open would you know, maybe that puts you in danger, you know, too cold. You have a counteractive situation maybe?
So you have to watch the infant.
It's a low nichale, right? You don't want the pigeon in your house.
No,
there's a psikration.
Huh?
It's a psikration.
Psikration, the low nichale. So that's one durabanan. And then the one step is your second durabanan. You're somach on the prima gada.
So you want to use, in other words, Dr. Einstein has his own half. He makes another trade there on it. Want to say it's a psikration de lo nichale. So according to the Aruch, that's mutter. But those that don't hold Aruch, we said, as I told you last week, Rabbi Kivega says it's still only drabonim. And it's a mokum that's rochav. So then maybe that could also be a trade there on it.
So between the Aruch, so maybe psikration de lo nichale, it's mutter legamre. It's a suffix there. Even if you're not somach on the Aruch, it certainly knocks it down to a shvus, and then.
Okay, believe me, the next time I see him, I'll tell him you have Aruch.
Okay.
With the tinok, wouldn't that be like
It's just the prima gadim just as a shvus to shvus, right? Or does one of your shvusim have to be?
He happens to be talking about a case of Vein Amina Nitzot and a case of a big. Those two drabbanans, but it doesn't have to be those two drabbanans. You made your own two drabbanans.
Well, one of them has to be Enonitza, right?
I guess the answer
it's
is the
special
answer
by Enonitza that
unless
he's
kosher for the Rambam, that secretion del nichle, if you hold like the Rambam that v'loch hashem tzrich l'guf is chayev, then you don't have your drabbanan. That's the only reason it's drabbanan because it becomes a ruach hashem tzricha gufa psikresh. Because if you hold the aruch psikresh lo nichle is mutter. If you don't hold the aruch psikresh lo nichle is ruach hashem tzricha gufa. Now what do you hold about ruach hashem tzricha gufa is a machlokes. So maybe he's choshish for the Rambam. That's why he doesn't say you're cool.
Can
I?
With the child, wouldn't that be like a
kolash
shem
bo
tachana?
If it's a pikuach nefesh situation, of course, you know.
But even if it's not pikuach nefesh, wouldn't a child in the cold be at least kolashen like a kolashen bosakana?
Yeah, so kolashen bosakana.
You can do a derabana. Right?
Yeah, but this is a deraisa.
Oh, I thought that the.
This might be a deraisa.
I thought since the house is big, that's a derabana.
If its house is big, it's only a derabana, right? Okay. Not bad.
You say that that'd be Yisr. You say Badla Daito Eitzel Kolodom. Somebody wants to do some Melacha, right?
The what?
Badla Daito Eitzel Kolodom. Somebody wants to do a Melacha. The fact that you're not going to do it Yisr is Badla Daito. Why don't we say the same thing in a case like this?
Because
You know, that, what do you mean, minonitzot? Who's, it's a bird. It's not this kind of bird. It's a pigeon. It's a, you know, in America, the people don't eat pigeons. So why don't you use the same kind of a thing and say that it's, that it's aimed, that it should be aimed
in America, do people hunt pigeons?
I think in America, does anybody catch birds and shech them to, for kosher food?
No, for kosher food.
Maybe for messenger pigeons.
I don't know. Two weeks ago, you had how many bees there are in the. So, what are the story of pigeons in America?
I don't know. pigeon hunters? I'm sure there's plenty of people in Charlottesville, North Carolina who, like, go shooting after birds.
Shoot them, they don't eat them.
Yeah. There's a stone Nicholai.
But then he has he has the cool of the Mogen Avraham, and that we have to have a separate shiur to even begin to understand this Mogen Avraham. He says, "Fiktos Hashulchan Hosev Levar Da'av Bebayis Rochav Demchusot Seida Osev Luzgar Adelos Vach Mekvar Nizgar Adelos Pamachas Yesu Tzad Lahakel." Op die divrei prima godem die is lusmach met zeder van een schiet smogen of rum de ein zeder achter zeder as a mogen of rum ein zeder achter zeder which is khirish ein zeder mir achter zeder means like this something was trapped and then the door was opened again so now you could shut the door now you might say no why once this door's open so now maybe there's another issue for me to. But the status quo was trapped, so even though the door got open, it's mutter to shut it the second time. Oh, so right. So that requires a whole discussion. Oh, so let me show you one other thing that. Yeah, take a look. There's a Gemara there's a Rambam. The Rambam is always good to look at. So there's a fascinating tshuva of the Masas Ben Yomin. On page 13, he says, Yesh kvar b'yarnu b'hilchas. This is Hilchas Treifas. Kvar b'yarnu b'hilchas Yisur Macholos HaTreifa Amur B'tor Hid Hanota Lomus. Some animal that's dying. So what does Treifa literally mean? It was clawed. V'lo neva Treifa Elo Dibra HaKosav B'hove K'gon Shetarfa Ari. Right? The lion clawed the. So a lion claws, so it's going to die. But that doesn't mean that you need, if the animal has its own sickness, even though it wasn't clawed by a lion, so it's also a treif. So that halacha bay is yesham chaloi macherim imirlo techashiv treif v'heim halacha moshe misinai. He says there are halacha moshe misinai of Shmona types of treifas that are considered treif, even though they weren't technically clawed. Fenan drusa, so drusa is the clawed. Nekuva, there's a hole. Chasera, something's missing. Netula, psuka, krua, nefula, shvura, different types of defects. And halacha gimel, afa bishakulam halacha moshim sinayim. So the only thing that the Torah says explicitly is the treifa, the drusa. So that's the biggest chumra we have by drusa, because that's the one that's beferish in the Torah. And halacha dal, hadrufa tzohusha yitra fa'ari v'chayitim ebema vidrus ala biyodo. Because he takes it, he claws it, etc. So there's a fascinating sugya here. Here, take a look at Halach Yud Aleph now, page 17. What about a suffix drusa? Asura at shetiblad kedrusa v'adar. Okay, so Arisha nichtas lebein hashvarim. He had a bunch of shvarim, sure, right, oxes, and a lion comes amongst them. V'nimtzat tziporin v'gabel shal echad mehem. And you see a claw mark on the back of one of the choshen shema ari darso. So you choshish that maybe it was clawed. Ve'ein omim shema b'kosel nischachek. But it could be that it got it because it bumped into the wall, and that's why it got bruised. But we're machmir. That we assume that if the line came, amongst them you go to Chumrah. But that's the sugi here on page 19 of Chulin. Itmar, Rav Amar Ein Choshen L'Sofik Drusa, Shmuel Omer Choshen L'Sofik Drusa. So the Masas Binyamin from page 21 has a fascinating tshuva. And basically what he's going to do is he's going to equate Hilchos Treifos and Hilchos Tzeda. Because he's going to say, how big does the place have to be that we're choshesh on a Suffolk Drusa? Say it's a big area, and just because there was a lion there doesn't mean that but if it's more confined, just like that's the shear for Tzeda, maybe that's the shear to be machmer in a Suffolk Drusa. So he says,
it's not just because it's a small place, it's because it's a small place and he has a mark that looks like it might be a claw mark.
Right. Look, if he doesn't have any marks, so then there's no reis.
I'm saying so.
But, but
the difference of the size. Once he has the mark, obviously, I mean, the lion can, there's more chance that a lion will catch an animal in a small place. But once you have the mark,
so maybe we'll go Lakula and say that that it was by the coastal.
So he says, still Suffolk Daraisa though. It wouldn't matter in the size of the place.
Oh, so let's see. He says tshuva. Mashanu mechalkim b'mokum tzal l'mokum rochav aval gadol dover zel olimtza behedi b'talmud. Kamarif haRambam shar mevuz kuruch lishna de Talmud hachimashmir. I'm reading hashem. Arish nichnas bein hashvarim. V'nimtza tziporin t'chuva begabo. So that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Omnam hashir v'gvul adas eizu mokum tsar v'eizu mokum rochav dover zeh lodus berber shum duchto. V'rav beis yosef v'smag v'chum mashmir shakol mokum she'inu tsar b'yosef el yicholim l'vrok tzaz b'ponav hoshum mokum rochav. Ach lo b'ya heitev shir rochav libi omer li ללמוד דין זה מדין איסר צדה בשבת סיונטף. תכל מוקם שיוכל לברוך לשמת שקושל טופס להדיה ורבו לא צורך צס תירכו ותכמו הגב לעניין שבת סיידה דדו מדרעיסה ועצרנו בשבת חייב. In other words, if it's a place that's hard to get, so if you trap it from there, then you trap something that was free. And then he tells you the shear of, you know, one jump or... So he says that the same thing is by on page 23, third line of the right, page 23. Rav Sovar Ein Choshen L'Drusa Kolika, right? Rav says it's mutter. What about your halacha of Suffolk Daraisa? He holds that that's not a Suffolk. Does he have enough of we need the camel of Shmuel. So Shmuel disagrees. Choshen ledrusim. For Mokum Tsar. So the Shmuel says Choshen ledrusim Mokum Tsar. Because Mokum Lysel Nachem and Pesavik Drusim the Rabban and Yosim Yogami says So, in other words, he's saying is that the only time we're machmir for the Safik Drusa, of the sheet of Shmuel, is only if there's enough evidence or that he did it. So if it's a Mokum Rochav, then you're not Choshish. And he wants to learn out the halachas of what's called a Rochav and Tsar from Hilchas Seda and transfer them over to Hilchas Treifus.
The din of a person would be the same as the din of a lion.
The din of a...
Or vice versa.
Right, so, right.
It's kind of a chiddush.
That's what he says. Okay, Maaseh Binyamin is one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. What can I tell you? The Tiferes Yisrael on page 24... He has an opinion, says shear of vav tfachim, that the shear of being able to go in one jump is six tfachim.
Doesn't that matter depending on the animal?
Yeah.
For a deer, it's six tvachim.
Right. Right, depends, right. Six tvachim is not going to help for flies.
Right.
Right, in economic. Okay, so what did we see today? We saw today the discussion of what's called seder. It has to be into a mokum that's confined. And we said confined means one jump, but even if it's bigger, then you still have an issa derabbanan. And then the question is, if you have that Issa D'Rabbanan together with another Issa D'Rabbanan of Eim Amin and Nitzo, it could be it's Mutter Legamre, because of Trey D'Rabbanan. And then we saw the din of Trefa, that maybe the din of that it was clawed, and you have a Suffolk Drusa that the Shmuel goes L'Chumra, the Maaseh Binyamin said from the Poskim, it's only if it's a Mokum Tsar. And he thinks the halacha of the Mokum Tsar should be learned out from Hilchos Seder. And that's and then the question of your Derabbanan, whether the Mitzar of other Derabbanans. So, and that's why Rav Gutman writes, if you could shut the porch door, even though there's in a bungalow there might be plenty of flies going around. So it should be a Issa D'Rabbanan, we'll call it Pochus, but it's Eid, but as Gutman points out, but since it's Eid of Amino Nitzot, and it's Mokum Rachav, so therefore we're Mako. And Rav Gutman points out, even maybe if you're Mechavim, not like the Mishnah Berurah who was only Mako by Eid of Mishnah.
Sure. Okay.